Once again, good evening to everyone.
再次和大家说声晚安。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
愿主的平安和喜乐永远与大家同在。
Thank God that this Wednesday evening we can gather online to study God's words together.
我们感谢神，我们一起可以聚集在线上，一起来学习神的话语。
Here in our New York local churches, we've been reading the book of 1 Corinthians.
那我们在纽约地区现在读经进度到了哥林多前书。
So tonight I would like to use the topic, a theology of the body, to share a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
那我们今天晚上想要以身体的神学来一起来查考哥林多前书的第六章。
We know that when we are in this world, we actually receive a lot of messaging concerning our bodies.
那么我们知道我们人生在世，我们在很多的讯息是在讨论我们的身体。
We get messages from society, from the culture, from the media.
这些讯息可能来自于社会，来自于文化，甚至来自于媒体。
Sometimes it's related to things like what is considered a beautiful or attractive body.
那么很多讯息可能是和这个身体的美丽还有非常吸引人的地方。
Or sometimes it could be messages concerning human sexuality.
那可能有些就开始跟人的性别还有性的欲望相关。
Right. Sometimes you'll get different types of attitudes and messages concerning the purpose of our bodies.
那么可能就有不同的态度观点来针对我们的身体的这个目的来做探讨。
Or how, or like what is an appropriate use, right, of our bodies.
或者是如何适当的来使用我们的身体。
So tonight, we would like to use a section in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in particular, verses 12 through 20, so that we can recalibrate our thoughts and values concerning our bodies.
那么今天要用哥林多前书第六章，特别是十二节到二十节这边的段落，能够来重新校正，还要调整我们对我们身体的看法。
Because this passage teaches us many core Christian truths concerning the bodies that we have.
因为这段经节里面呢，将我们身体针对基督徒看待身体核心价值给呈现出来。
And so the goal for tonight's message is so that we can discern properly the various messages that we may get from the society.
那么所以说借着今天的道理，我们要来同时小心的审查我们在这世界上会收到有关于身体的讯息。
And to see ourselves properly from God's perspective.
我们能够很小心用神的角度来合适的看待我们的身体。
So tonight I'd like to use this passage to share four main truths.
那么今天晚上要用这一段经节来分享四个真理。
The first truth is the body was made for the Lord.
那么第一个真理就是身体是为神所造的。
And then the second truth is God will resurrect the Christian's physical body.
那么神会拯救我们从这个肉体的身体。
会复活。
会从肉体的身体上复活。
Yeah. Thirdly, we're going to talk about how the Christian's body is a member or a part of Christ's body.
那么第三个真理就是我们信徒如何成为基督的身体的一部分。
And then finally, we will talk about how the Christian's body belongs to God.
最后一项真理就是我们基督徒的身体、肢体如何成为神的一部分。
So now we'll talk about this point by point.
所以我们将要逐项的来和大家分享。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们请先看哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
Let's read verses 12 and 13.
我们请先看第十二节和第十三节。
First Corinthians 6, 12 and 13.
哥林多前书第六章十二节和十三节。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. 13.
十三节。
Foods for the stomach, and stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Please read it.
哥林多前书第六章第十二节，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。十三节，食物是为腹，肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但神叫这两样都废坏，身体不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子。
This passage talks about the purpose of the body that we have.
在这边提到就是我们所拥有身体的目的。
And basically, Paul has two points.
在这边基本上保罗有两个观点。
The first point is what the body is not for.
那么第一个观点是这个身体不是用来做什么的。
Right. And then the second point is what the body is for.
那么第二个观点是这个身体真正的用途是什么。
Right. So the purpose of the body in verse 13 says it is not for sexual immorality.
在十三节里面很清楚说这个身体不是为淫乱所设的。
Right. We know that sexual immorality was common back then and it's also common today as well.
我们知道这个淫乱的事情在过去是非常的普遍，在现在也是如此。
Right. And many people who do not know God may misuse their body and to indulge in these desires.
那么有很多的人在不认识神的时候会滥用自己的身体，在这样的情况下放纵。
Okay. So in verse 13, Paul says how foods are for the stomach and stomach for foods.
所以第十三节保罗说食物是为肚腹，肚腹也是为食物。
And that's touching upon how our human bodies do have some natural desires.
就这样用这样的方法来解释我们身体有一些很基本的需要。
Things like a hunger and thirst.
就好像我们肚子会饿，身体会渴。
And in a related way, of course, an adult human body also will naturally have sexual desire too.
那么同样的道理啊，一个成年人的身体，他也有对性的欲望。
Right, but Paul makes it very clear that the desire is not to be used in sexual immorality.
但是保罗在这边讲得很清楚，这样子的一个欲望，并不是要用来把身体用来做淫乱的事情。
Right, now all of these type of desires eventually will pass.
因为这样子的欲望总是会有过去的时候。
Right, just like for food and stomach.
就好像食物还有肚腹。
Same thing with sexual desire.
那同样道理也是对性的这个欲望。
That God will destroy it all, actually.
这些神都会将它废坏。
This is talking about in the resurrection.
这边想到的是那个复活的事情。
Right, because when we resurrect and obtain a new body, then all of these physical desires will eventually pass.
因为当我们复活得到一个新的身体的时候，这些过去既有的欲望它都会成为过去。
We'll talk about that in the next point concerning resurrection.
我们会在下一点提到复活的时候会再一次的讨论。
Right. But one time the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to the crowd.
那么有一次主耶稣就像会众这么样的说。
And then there are some Sadducees that were trying to test Jesus Christ.
好，然后在主耶稣和会众讲论的时候，撒都该人想要用一些方法来试探耶稣。
And then talking about a person who married, I think like 7 times during their lifetime.
那么就提到有一个人在他一生当中就是结了七次婚。
And then they were just wondering in the resurrection, which one is his wife?
他就说，那到复活的时候，到底哪一个才是他真正的妻子？
Okay. And so Jesus Christ explained that in the resurrection, in that age, people neither marry nor are given in marriage.
那么主耶稣解释说，等到复活那个时候，这个人跟婚嫁事实上已经没有关系了。
Okay. So all these physical desires one day will pass away, will be destroyed, you could say.
所以我们过去在身体上面的这些欲望，有一天它都会成为过去，会被毁坏掉。
In the meantime, we should not misuse these desires in our body.
而且同时我们要很小心，不要误用甚至滥用我们这些身体上面的欲望。
Okay, so Paul makes it clear, don't use the body for sexual immorality.
所以保罗在这边很清楚地告诉我们，不要把身体用在淫乱的事上。
Instead, what does Paul say?
那么相反的，保罗说了什么？
Paul tells us the purpose of our body is for the Lord.
我们的身体的目的事实上是要为主来用。
Right? Paul puts it very beautifully. He says, the body is for the Lord and the Lord for the body.
因为在这边，保罗很工整的来对比，就是身体是为主，主也是为身体。
It's talking about how there's a perfect,kind of a complementary match.
我们可以说这是一个非常完美互补的一个对应的组合。
That's the way we should look at our bodies.
这是我们应要如何来看待自己的身体。
The purpose of this body is for the Lord.
我们这个身体存在目的是为了主。
Right, and then the Lord will also want to be with our body.
那么我们在天上的主也情愿和我们的身体在一起。
This is clarified in verse 19.
这样子的概念是在第十九节上面更进一步的来陈述。
We can jump ahead to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
我们请跳着看哥林多前书第六章的第十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
第六章第十九节。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?Who is in you, whom you have from God? Let's stop there.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Right, so our body is like made, designed for God's Spirit to dwell in.
那么事实上，这边可以说是我们身体事实上被设计来让圣灵能够居住在里头的。
Yeah, so this is a very clear.Kind of a boundary and a definition that we can think about when we think about our bodies.
所以这是我们对我们身体认定的那个边界还有定义上面我们必须要能够理解的。
Right, it's made for God and His Spirit.
这是建造起来为了能够让神的灵居住的。
It's kind of like today, maybe you're watching this on a phone or on a computer.
也许你可能在就是在你的手机上面或者在电脑上面看到。
Right, I think we're all familiar with the concept of hardware and software.
所以我们对于我们现在的世界，我们很清楚，就是一个设备的硬体跟软体的差别。
Right, hardware and software are made for each other.
我们知道软体跟硬体是互相设计合并起来使用的。
Right, hardware cannot really operate without software. Software cannot do anything without hardware.
所以一个硬体如果没有软体控制它是不能使用，那软体它如果没有依附在硬体上也没有它的意义。
Right, and then they are designed with the other in mind.
所以他们事实上在设计的时候是互相融入在一起作为思考的。
Yeah. Now, of course, we know God is, no one made God, so he is self-existing.
因为神是自由拥有，没有人创造神。
So of course, the analogy is not perfect.
所以这样子一个对比可能并不是那样的完美。
But Paul is trying to give us that concept, how it's a perfect complementary match.
但是保罗在这边尝试让我们能够理解我们身体和神之间的这个完美的互补。
Right, like a hot dog bun, right? It's made for a hot dog.
就好像那个夹热狗的面包就是设计来夹热狗的。
Right. Or like printer and the ink, the toner.
就好像印表机跟它的碳粉夹。
Right. So if you use the printer ink in some other purpose, it's not the way it was designed.
那如果你只是拿着那个 印表机的那个墨水夹拿去做其他用，你会发现它根本就不是设计来做这样的事情。
It's not going to be effective. You're going to make a mess. It's going to be disastrous.
那么可能这个东西不但没有用，而且会弄得一团混乱，会弄得大家都很、right. 非常的脏乱。
But instead, when you put it in the right printer, then you can make very beautiful prints.
但是如果你把它放在对的印表机里面，它就可以列印出很美丽的东西。
Right.So this is the way we should think about our bodies too with respect to God.
所以我们当我们在思想我们的身体的时候，我们要能够理解我们身体和神之间的关联。
Okay, yeah, so verse 13 focuses on the purpose.
所以13节它着眼的地方是在于那个目的。
Right, the body was made for the Lord.
这个身体被创造是为了主。
Okay, let's now talk about the second truth.
那我们接下来来看第二个真理
，which is that God will resurrect this, the Christian's physical body.
就是神会让基督徒的身体复活。
Let's now read verse 14.
我们请看第14节。
1 Corinthians 6:14.
更多前书六章第十四节。
And God both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by His power.
十四节，并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
We know that this is actually a fundamental Christian doctrine.
我们知道这是一个非常根本的基督教的一个教义。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified, but on the third day, he was resurrected.
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上面钉死，三天之后复活。
Right.And that was possible because of the Almighty God's power.
那么这个复活是来自于神大能的权力。
Right, and then he is the source of all life and of all existence.
因为这神是所有的生命还有存在的来源。
And so he could raise the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以可以让主耶稣从死里复活。
Now, for the Christian,God is also going to, he's getting ready to make this physical body resurrect one day as well.
那么所以对神来讲，神也已经预备好可以让我们所有基督徒的身体可以复活。
Right. So long as we continue in our faith, we will resurrect and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
只要我们能够持定这样的一个信心，这样的信仰，有一天我们将会从死里复活
，and then to be with the Lord forever，
然后会与主在一起直到永远。
And we must understand this resurrection is very unique, right? Or the Lord Jesus's resurrection is very unique.
所以我们必须要了解主耶稣基督的复活是非常独特的。
It is the only time that somebody was resurrected from a physical body into a spiritual body.
那么这是唯一一个从一个肉体 的身体复活成为灵体的身体。
Right, because all the other miracles of resurrection that occurred, it was just a physical body coming back to physical life.
因为在之前所有复活例子都是从一个肉身的身体回复，又再次从肉身上面活了过来。
And then as time passed, they eventually died again too.
然后随着时间的推演，这个带着肉身身体，他还是会死去。
But Jesus' resurrection was transformation from a dead physical body into a living spiritual body.
但是主耶稣的复活却是从那个必死的肉身直接转变为永远不死的灵魂。
Right, and so the spiritual body is eternal and incorruptible.
因为这个灵体它是永恒而且永不毁坏的。
Right, so this is a unique in all of history.
所以这是在整个历史当中非常独一无二的。
But as Christians, this is also our hope and what we look forward to.
但是对于基督徒来讲，这就是我们的盼望，我们所期待的。
Right. We could turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请看哥林多前书第十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书第十五章
Let's read verse 19
我们请读第十九节
1 Corinthians 15 verse 19
更多前书第十五章第十九节。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Verse 20.
二十节。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Please read.
更多前书十五章第十九节。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Here Paul tells us that if we don't believe in resurrection and our hope is only in this life, then we are very pitiable.
所以在这里保罗强调说，如果我们只相信基督，靠基督只对今生有盼望，不相信复活，我们就比这世界上其他人都还要可怜。
So we really have to believe and look at our body and know that one day.This is going to transform.
So we must look at our own body. We must believe that one day this body will change.
That is our hope in Christ.
This is our hope in Christ.
And in verse 20, Paul says that Christ's resurrection is like the first fruits.
那么在这边保罗说，主耶稣的死里复活就像那个初熟的果子。
So it means that it's the first of its kind, right? It never happened before him.
这代表就是说，这个是在那棵树上是第一次发生，这之前没有任何一个果子这样子发生过。
And it's the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, those who have already passed away.
所以就是那些已经睡着、已经过世的人的果子追随在后面。
And what does first fruits tell us?
那么这个初熟的果子告诉我们什么呢？
It's telling us that if the first fruit is like this,The fruits that follow, they're going to be similar in form, in size, in taste, in color, etc.
那么就是说，如果初熟的果子是这样成熟，那么接下来要跟着成熟果，他们也会按照这样的样式、这样的大小、这样的方式来发生。
Right. So, I imagine like if you have an apple tree in your backyard.
我可以想象说，如果你的后院有棵苹果树。
Right. And then the first apple becomes ripened, right, and you're able to pick it.
那么你发现你树上第一颗苹果成熟了，你把它准备要摘下来。
Right, and you taste it, right?
然后你就尝了它一口。
Then you can get a good sense of what the other fruits in that season of harvest is going to be like.
你就可以大概知道说，在这个季节里面，这棵树上的其他的果实将会是什么样的。
Okay, so this is what we look forward to go to follow Jesus Christ and resurrect in the same way.
所以这就是我们来跟随耶稣的人就是这样的期待，我们就会像耶稣一样这样子的来复活。
So, of course, with time, our bodies are going to age.
当然随着时间的推移，我们的身体会渐渐老化。
And we can see that in society, there's not a lot of value given to people who are aging, actually.
那么我们可以知道我们现在社会的价值似乎不是很看重那些已经渐渐老去的身体。
Right, you can see that in media, in social media, most of the emphasis is on youth and youthful bodies.
那么我们看到大多数的媒体还有社群媒体，他们都非常标榜年轻的身体。
And then even if somebody is older, they try to put makeup on, right, so that they can look more youthful.
那么甚至一些已经上了年纪的人，他们试着用各样的化妆保养品让自己看起来比较年轻。
But for the Christian, we don't need to look down on an aging body.
但是对于一个基督徒，我们不要这样因此而看清自己老化的身体。
Right. Because Paul also talks about this in 2 Corinthians.
事实上保罗在哥林多后书里面也提到这样子的观
点。He talked about how even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
保罗说外体虽然毁坏，但是内心却一天新似一天。
And then this light affliction, which is just for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
然后我们这个至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Right. So we should also have a Christianized view of our body.
So 我们要有一个基督徒 的审查自己身体的这样子一个观点和
视角。To have a proper view of our self-worth, right, in God's eyes.
我们要能够了解在神的眼中我们身体真正的价值在哪里。
Yes, this body is going to age, is going to decay.
的确这个身体是会老去是会朽坏。
But God is going to transform this body of yours, of mine, into a beautiful spiritual body.
但是有一天神将要把我们这个肉身会毁坏身体转变成为那个灵体不毁坏 的身体。
And what was planted in corruption is going to be raised in incorruption.
那么那个在那个会毁坏的身体种下来将来要长成那个不可毁坏 的果实。
Right. It was sown in dishonor, but it's going to be raised in glory.
那么它可能是在那个不荣耀的状态下面所被种下，但是将来它要成为一个荣耀可被荣耀 的结果。
Yeah, it was sown in weakness, but it is raised in power.
那么种下是软弱，但是长成的却是大有能力的。
And this is our hope and our view, right? A proper view of what's going to happen to our bodies.
所以这是我们对我们身体将要发生的事情 的观点还有了解。
Okay, so let's now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们再回到哥林多前书的第六章。
Okay, let's now talk about a third truth concerning our bodies.
我们接下来讲就是有关我们身体的第三个真理。
Let's read verse 15.
我们请看第十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
哥林多前书第六章第十五节。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Please read.
十五节，岂不知你们的身体是基督的肢体吗？我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。
So here Paul is expanding further on the intimate relationship between Christians and Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这边更进一步延伸我们和神之间的那个身体和主之间亲密的关系。
And he tells us that our bodies are members of the body of Christ, of Christ's body.
这边他提到说我们的身体就是基督的肢体。
And there's many other letters of Paul that also repeat the same concept.
那么事实上在保罗的很多书信里面一直不断的重复强调这个事实。
Yeah, you can read about this in Romans 12, also later on in 1 Corinthians 12.
你可以在罗马书第十二章里面读到，接下来是在哥林多前书的第十二章。
And also in Ephesians chapter 5.
还有在以弗所书的第五章。
Right, this is all teaching us that we are members individually of this one body of Christ.
我们每一个信徒事实上都是主耶稣肢体的一个部分。
And it means that we are all joined together as one.
这代表我们所有 的弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起成为一体。
And this is all because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这都是因为我们的主耶稣基督。
He saved us, and then he has joined us together to his body.
那么他拯救我们，他将我们全部的人连为一体。
Right. So not only are our bodies made for the Lord, not only one day it's going to be resurrected, but actually it's also part of Jesus's body.
那么所以不但是我们的身体是被创造来为主所用，不单是我们身体将来有一天会复活，而是我们所有身体都要融入成为耶稣肢体的一个部分。
And that's really so intimate, right, of a relationship.
这样子的关系其实是无比亲密的。
Right, because for us, we know the members of our body very well.
那么我们对我们自己来讲，我们知道我们的身体的部分非常的清楚。
Right, like if I hit my foot against the wall,definitely I know that my toes are hurting.
那么所以说如果说我们的脚不小心踢到墙壁，我就会知道我的脚趾头会非常痛。
If I eat something that's strange, maybe like, yeah, that was a bit strange, my stomach will start to hurt, and I know that my stomach is hurting.
那么如果说吃错东西的话，我很快就知道我的等一下准备要肚子痛了。
Because we're all connected, all these parts are connected together, right?
因为我们肢体的每一个部分都连接在一起。
On the other hand, other people, they have their bodies too, right? And
那
their
么，
body parts.
我从另外一个观点来看呢，别人也有他自己的身体。
Right? But I don't know exactly what that body is going through, right?
但是别人身体，我没有办法知道说别人身体现在正在遭遇什么，
Right, because it's not connected together.
因为他的身体没有跟我连在一起。
Right, so this is the intimacy between the Christian and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么，所以这个是基督徒和主耶稣基督的这种一体的亲密性。
That there's a union, between Jesus and us.
因为这个是我们和耶稣联合的一个关系。
Right, and how does this union take place?
那么这个联合是怎么样产生的？
In verse 17, it talks about he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
那么十七节里面讲到，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
So one key is the Holy Spirit that we have received.
所以这个关键就在我们所领受的那个圣灵。
Because when we receive the Holy Spirit, this is God's Spirit. Dwelling in us. There's a union there.
那么，当我们受了神的圣灵，是神的灵居住在我们身体里面，所以我们就和神联合了。
Right? And just like it is described in the Gospel of John, God will be in us and we are in him.
那么，就好像在约翰福音里面讲的，就是神在我们里面，我们也在他里面。
And so this is a very intimate type of description concerning our relationship with Jesus.
所以这是一个在陈述我们和主耶稣基督关系里面非常亲密的一个环节。
And this goes back to Paul's point of how the Christian should not use his body for sexual immorality.
所以这样子一个概念就回到了当初保罗所坚持强调，我们身体为什么不可以用在淫乱的事情
Right,
上。
because if you have believed in Jesus and his spirit is in you, there's already a very intimate union there.
所以，如果我们相信主耶稣基督，神的灵和我们在我们的里面，我们事实上已经和神有非常亲密的关系。
How then can you use your body then to be joined to a harlot?
所以，我们如何用这样子的身体能够和娼妓联合呢？
Right, because if you then join to a harlot, the Bible says the two will become one flesh.
因为如果与娼妓联合，这两个身体就联合成为一体了。
Right, because sexual union has the spiritual meaning of becoming one.
因为这个性的结合，事实上有它结合成一体的这样的概念。
Okay. And therefore, the Christian should flee sexual immorality.
所以基督徒必须要逃避性的淫乱，
Just like it says in verse 18.
就好像第十八节这里所
Right.
说的。
Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
人所犯的，无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的，是得罪自己的身子。
Right, so sexual immorality is sinning against your own body.
这个淫乱的事情是直接对你的身体败坏、
This
犯
has
罪，
multiple meanings, yeah.
这有非常多重的意义在里
Right,
头。
first is for the individual, your own body, yeah.
那么，首先是我们自己每个人的个体，我们自己的身
Right,
体。
that it is different from other types of sins, right? It's a very serious sin, yeah.
这个和其他的罪比起来，这是不一样，非常严重的罪。
But here, own body can also refer to your spouse if you are married.
那么，如果你已经已婚了，自己的身子也包含了自己的配偶，
Because you're already one flesh, right?
因为你和你的妻子已经联合成为
So
一
you're
体了。
sinning against him or her too, right?
所以说，你这样子做，就是等于也同样让你的配偶一样得罪了。
And then thirdly, own body can also refer to this union with Jesus in the church, right?
那么第三点，我们自己身子也同时讲到了我们和神、和耶稣的联合，
Right, because through the Spirit we are one with Him.
因为在灵里我们是一体的。
And if we commit sexual immorality, then we are sinning against our body there, right?
所以，我们如果有了这样淫乱的这样的罪恶的时候，这个时候 整个一体神的身体受到影响。
Yeah. So the Christian's body is a member and a part of Christ's body.
我们身为基督徒，我们的身体就是神身体的一个部分。
Yeah, so we need to keep that intimate relationship pure, and not to defile it.
所以我们要把这样子一个亲密的连接一直保持圣洁，不要让它被污秽了。
Okay, now let's go to the fourth and final truth.
所以我们最后要来看第四点，是最后一点的真理。
Let's now read verse 19 again.
我们再一次来读第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20.
二十节。
For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. All right, please read.
哥林多前书第六章第十九节。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们自己不是自己的人。第二十节，所以你们因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
The fourth truth we want to emphasize is that our physical body, it belongs to God.
我们最后一项真理就是我们的身体事实上是属于神的。
Right, so that's why in verse 19, it tells us that we are not our own.
所以第十九节之后才说我们已经不是自己的人了。
This is something that really takes conscious effort to really accept.
那么这个事实上对我们来讲，这是一种我们必须要能够想办法想清楚接受的一个认知。
Right.That this body of ours, it does not belong to ourselves.
我们的身体已经不是属于我自己的了。
So it belongs to God, right?
我们的身体是属于神的。
Why does it belong to God?
为什么我们的身体已经归属神了？
In verse 20, it says, For you were bought at a price.
因为二十节告诉我们的身体已经被用一个价值给买走了。
It's talking about how the Lord Jesus Christ paid a price.To own us now.
这边讲到说，主耶稣是已经付了一个多大的、多重的一个价值，已经把我们买走了。
Which is, of course, he gave up his life. He shed his blood for us.
我们知道这是主耶稣用他的生命、用他的宝血把我们给买回来的。
So this is pretty much the exact definition of redemption.
那么这个事实上就是等于是一个核心救赎的概念。
Right, you pay a price in order to obtain something. Yeah.
你付出一个代价，为了要能够得到一样东西回来。
And because we have been bought by the Lord Jesus' blood, we cannot say our body belongs to us.
因为我们的身体已经被主耶稣用宝血买回来，所以我们不能够再说我们是这个身体的主人了。
This is like what happened shortly after the first Passover.
那么这个就有点像是在当初第一次的逾越节在实行了以后。
Right, because God then said to the Israelites, the firstborn belong to me.
在那个时候神就对以色列百姓宣告说以色列家所有头生都是属于我的。
Right, because all the firstborn in the land were supposed to die.
因为所有在那个土地上面头生的原本都要死。
But then God gave them a way to be passed over from this destruction.
但是神却给他们一个可以被生命被逾越过的一个方法。
Right, which is to kill the lamb and put it on the doorpost.
是用羊羔杀了羊羔，用他的血抹在门楣上面。
So the firstborn are to belong to God.
所以所有投生的都是属于神的。
This was what God initially said.
这就是神在一开始的时候这样宣告。
And that makes sense, right? Because they, in a way, they were spared, they were redeemed by God. Yeah.
事实上是非常和谐，因为他们的生命等于是被神给救回来的。
Okay, yeah. But we know eventually the Levites replaced these firstborn.
我们知道在后来历史上面神让利未人来代替这些头以色列家所有头生的。
Yeah, but that's another story. So,
不过那已经是一个后来的一个记载。
So, but right now, what we were trying to say is that Yeah, truly, our bodies, it belongs to God.
但是我们在这边要强调，就是事实上我们的身体就是属于神的。
Therefore, we need to submit to His lordship over our bodies.
所以我们要将我们的身体的主权交给神。
Right, that's the Christian, another Christian concept concerning our bodies.
所以这是我们一个站在一个基督徒的概念上面来想我们自己的身体。
We know recently in the modern society, there's a term, right, which is like bodily autonomy.
那么我们最近在这个社会上常常听到一个词叫做我们就是身体的自主权。
Right. It's kind of also related to human rights. Right?
那这个感觉上很像是一个所谓人权的宣言。
Right. That, yeah, every person, right, who has a body, you know, should...has certain rights, right, to protect his own body. Yeah.
那么就是人生他本来就有一个所谓的普世价值，拥有保卫捍卫自己身体的一个基本权利。
Now, in my opinion, there are some good aspects, of course, in this type of concept.
在我个人观点来讲，当然这里面有一些值得认同的一些概念。
Because it does respect the...dignity of every human being.
因为他尊重了每一个人生存下来的尊严。
And that is a very biblical concept, right?
那么这个也是非常属于圣经上面的标准价值。
In fact, to me, it's only like, yeah, can be explained because we are created in God's image.
那么这也是唯一可以被承认接受解释，因为我们就是按着神的形象所造的。
Right, yeah.And so therefore, you know, that type of concept protects against inhumane treatment committed against individuals, right?
所以说这样子概念保护了人不会遭受到这种非人道的这种虐待。
Because every person has their bodily autonomy.
因为每个人都有自己身体的自主权。
So, you know, they shouldn't be tortured, they shouldn't be made into slaves, right?
所以他们不应该被虐待，他们也不应该变成奴隶。
Right, rape is wrong, assault is wrong. Right.
所以说那种被攻击、强暴都是属于不对的事情。
This also involves concepts related to consent too. Right.
那么所以这也同时也连带了带到了所谓的一个同意还有承诺的事情上面。
Right. Yeah, but from a biblical perspective, this actually doesn't go far enough.
但是站在圣经的观点来讲，这样的概念事实上走得并不够远。
Because it only focuses on the individual.
因为它只着眼在每个人的个体上面。
It only remains on a human level, right, concerning how people view their bodies.
而且这只停在人类或人体的这个尺度上，只是看着我们的身体要怎么样被对待。
And therefore, this could also be twisted into things related toHomosexual, right, and transgender type of activities. Right?
所以这样子一个概念会被扭曲成为来强调自己同性价值的一个概念和误导。
Because the mentality is, well, I am my own lord over my body.
因为那样子的一个心态就是我就是我身体的主人主宰。
And there's nothing about God in that type of concept. Right?
那在这样的概念里面，神并不存在。
But from a Christian's point of view, we know that this body of ours actually does not belong to ourselves.
但是站在基督徒的观点来看，我们身体事实上不再是属于我们自己的。
Right. And therefore, it belongs to God, actually.
那么事实上它是属于神的。
And actually, that makes it even stronger in a way.
那事实上，这样子一个观点会让这样概念更加的强烈。
Because if every person's body is potentially something that belongs to God, you know, when they believe, how can you violate something or someone that belongs to God?
那么，所以当你的身体的一个部分是属于神的一个部分，那你如何能够去侵犯另外也是属神的身体的人呢？
Right. Yeah. So, Like, for example, we know in politics,
我们知道在政治上面,
whether it's from the left or the right,
不管是在左翼或者是右翼,
there's a slogan that people like to say.
那么常常会有一个这样子的口号,
like, My body, my choice.
就是我的身体，我的决定。
Right, for the left is usually with related to like abortion rights.
那么站在左翼的话，可能就是在保护他们的堕胎权。
On the right, it's recently with respect to vaccine mandates.
那么这右翼的话，可能就是坚持他们有自己接受疫苗的权利。
Right, but if we put politics aside, right,
但是我们如果把这些政治用语放到一边去，
and we just kind of discern that statement. Right?
我们就仔细在这个宣告上面来 做鉴别。
We know that it's not perfect, yeah.
我们知道这个口号并不完美。
Right, actually, the Christian's concept concerning his own body should be what? Should be Jesus's body, his choice. Yeah.
所以这个口号到基督徒的嘴巴里会变成这是耶稣的身体由耶稣来做决定。
Right.This body, my body, belongs to Jesus. It's I submit my lordship to him. It's his choice.
所以我的身体是属于耶稣，所以我的主权由耶稣来做主。
Right. So we should always then be thinking about God, we belong to God. Like, how does God want to use, right, want to use this body of mine?
所以我们的想法就变成，我们的身体既然属于耶稣，那么主耶稣希望我怎么样来使用这个身体。
Right. And therefore, verse 20, right? 1 Corinthians 6:20.
所以在哥林多前书六章的第二十节。
Right. It says, therefore, glorify God in your body.
所以才说到，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Right. Use this body that belongs to God to glorify him.
用这个属于神的身体来荣耀神。
Right. Because this is his temple, the dwelling place of his spirit.
因为这个是神所居住 的殿的所在。
And we should submit to his will and to his lordship.
所以我们应该要能够顺从在他的旨意还有他的主权之下。
So thank God that tonight we can think about this passage in detail.
那么感谢神，我们可以今天能够来这边阅读这一段经节，然后再很详细的了解整个过程。
Truly, just like David said, we have been fearfully and wonderfully made.
就好像大卫所说的，我们的身体受造是奇妙可畏的。
Right, the body was made for the Lord.
这个身体是为了神所造的。
God will use his power to resurrect us one day.Into a spiritual body.
神要用他的大能将我们这个肉身毁坏身体变成一个属灵不毁坏的身体。
We are even an intimate part of the body of Christ.
我们甚至是神非常亲密基督身体的一部分。
And this body belongs to God, it's not our own.
这个身体是属于神而不属于我们自己的。
So as a Christian, the way we live, the way we use our bodies, it's not just about rules and regulations.
所以我们在这个世界上面，我们生活，我们的作为不但 只是为了我们自己的身体来生活。
It's not just about rules and regulations.
不光只是规矩，还有一些规定而已。
But it's more about manifesting a proper and true theology of our bodies and our lives, which comes from God.
而是要能够彰显显明出那个真正神观上面这个属神的一个部分。
Right, and so how we use our bodies and view our bodies really is an expression of our relationship with God.
So 我们要怎么样看待，我们要怎么样使用我们身体，事实上都是要来表明我们和神之间的关系的。
So may the Lord guide us and continue to give us the proper concept in this society and culture.
所以愿神帮助我们能够在这个社会还有价值观里面一直能够有保有着真正属神的这样的观点。
This concludes my message for tonight.
我们今晚上的聚会到这里。
We're going to make a final prayer together.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's continue to pray for one another and each other's health.
我们请继续为我们的彼此的身体的健康来彼此代祷。
We do need healthy bodies.
我们的确需要一个健康的身体。
Right. And so that we can use this body to glorify God.
所以我们可以用这样子的身体来荣耀神。
Right, so let's pray for one another and ask God to continue to guide us.
所以我们来彼此的祷告，然后我们求神继续来带领我们。
Let's pray together.
我们一起同心祷告。